Imagine waking up tomorrow in ancient Greece, Viking Scandinavia, or modern Saudi Arabia. In each place, you'd likely embrace entirely different gods with absolute conviction. This accident of birth reveals the first crack in religious certainty. The thousands of deities throughout human history, from Zeus and Thor to Yahweh and Allah, can't all be true. Yet believers typically reject all gods except their own without examining why. Even supposedly monotheistic religions fragment under scrutiny. Christianity's Trinity effectively creates three gods in one, while Catholicism's veneration of Mary and countless saints functions as practical polytheism. Each saint specializes in particular problems, Saint Anthony for lost items, Saint Jude for hopeless causes, mirroring how ancient Romans assigned different domains to their gods. Perhaps most troubling is how we casually label children with their parents' religion before they can think critically. We don't speak of Marxist children or Republican children, recognizing that political views require mature consideration. Yet we accept Muslim child or Christian child, imposing complex theological positions on minds too young to evaluate them. Between firm belief and atheism lies agnosticism, acknowledging uncertainty while recognizing the extreme improbability of supernatural claims. This differs from Einstein's pantheism, which poetically equated God with nature's laws rather than a personal deity who answers prayers or punishes sinners. Takeaway: your religious beliefs likely stem from where you were born, not divine truth. True intellectual honesty requires examining why you accept one God while dismissing thousands of others. How do we know about the past? While Caesar's existence has solid archaeological evidence, the New Testament faces credibility issues, written decades after Jesus' death by unknown Greek authors. Before modern records, history spread orally, transforming like Chinese whispers. Homer's Iliad, though possibly rooted in Bronze Age events, became mythology through retelling. The New Testament follows this pattern. Mark, written 35-40 years after Jesus' death, became the foundation for later Gospels. Historical references to Jesus outside these texts are minimal. Even with modern documentation, false narratives persist. In Jesus' time, isolated Christian communities developed varied beliefs. The Bible's canonical form wasn't established until 325 CE, excluding many Gospels. Takeaway: religious texts reflect oral traditions and political choices rather than reliable historical documentation, making their supernatural claims questionable. Myths often evolve from actual events that gain supernatural elements. Noah's Ark, adapted from Babylonian myth, mirrors flood stories worldwide, likely inspired by real flooding events that became mythologized. The Noah story conflicts with science. Species distribution, marsupials in Australia, lemurs in Madagascar, supports evolution but contradicts animals dispersing from Mount Ararat. Housing millions of species on one vessel defies logistics. Modern examples show myth formation in action. Pacific Islanders formed cargo cults after WW2 supply drops, while Tanna Island natives deified Prince Philip after his 1974 visit. Mormonism provides a documented case. Joseph Smith claimed to translate golden plates using seer stones for the Book of Mormon. Witnesses saw him dictating with a stone in his hat, often without the plates present. The faith's growth shows how religions emerge and expand. Takeaway: extraordinary claims become normalized within believing communities as supernatural elements are added to historical events, while contradictory evidence is rationalized away. Without religion, what's to stop people from murdering and stealing? This question wrongly assumes we need divine guidance for ethical behavior. Professor Melissa Bateson's Honesty Box experiment showed people paid three times more when watched by images of eyes versus flowers. Yet in American federal prisons, Christians, 52%, vastly outnumber atheists, 0.07, though multiple factors affect these statistics. The Ten Commandments prove inadequate as an ethical guide, emphasizing divine authority over human welfare. thou shalt not kill gets ignored in religious wars, while other commandments treat women as property. Our moral values stem from evolved survival instincts, but change across generations. Slavery, once accepted by America's founders, is now universally condemned. Women's voting rights, unthinkable a century ago, are now fundamental. These shifts emerge from social discourse, not religion. Takeaway: morality evolves through cultural conversation and human empathy, not divine command, explaining why our ethics improve while ancient religious texts remain static. The natural world exhibits seemingly designed features, from the cheetah's speed-optimized form to the vertebrate eye's camera-like structure. The chameleon exemplifies this with independently focusing eyes and a tongue that accelerates 300 times faster than a cheetah, using a catapult-like energy storage system similar to jumping insects and mantis shrimps. Cephalopods showcase remarkable adaptation with skin that acts as a living display. Their pigment organs, controlled by muscles, transform within 1/5 of a second for instant camouflage, despite being colorblind, possibly using light sensors in their skin. However, living designs contain flaws, indicating evolutionary development. Flatfish with twisted skulls, vertebrate eyes with backward-wired retinas causing blind spots, and the giraffe's unnecessarily long laryngeal nerve. Human goosebumps persist as vestiges of our furry ancestry. Takeaway: nature's complexity creates an illusion of design, but its imperfections reveal evolutionary compromise rather than intelligent creation. The extraordinary complexity of living structures seems to suggest deliberate design. However, Darwin showed that gradual, cumulative change through natural selection, not random chance, explains this complexity. Unlike Paley's watchmaker argument, Darwin demonstrated that small, random mutations drive evolution. Beneficial changes are preserved as organisms with advantageous traits survive to reproduce. Evolution advances through predator-prey competition. When cheetahs develop better claws, gazelles with genes for faster running survive. Both species gradually improve their survival traits, from speed to sensory abilities. Complex structures like eyes evolve through countless small improvements, each offering survival advantages. What seems impossible as a sudden development becomes inevitable through incremental changes over time. Takeaway: evolution creates complexity through cumulative selection, preserving small, random improvements over millions of generations rather than through conscious design. Before Darwin, life's complexity suggested a designer. Though evolution explains this, people still insert God into gaps that science steadily fills. Our intuitions clash with scientific realities. Earth rides on tectonic plates, while matter is mostly empty space. In a diamond, if a nucleus were a tennis ball, its nearest neighbor would be 2 kilometers away. Einstein showed that near light speed travel alters aging relative to Earth. Science defies common sense, from quantum mechanics to our universe of 100 billion galaxies expanding since its birth 13.8 billion years ago. Religious arguments now focus on cosmological gaps, particularly physical constants' fine-tuning. Yet invoking a divine knob twiddler merely shifts the improbability. The anthropic principle offers a simpler answer. In a multiverse of billions of universes, we naturally exist in one supporting life. Science's history of explaining the inexplicable favors this over supernatural theories. The universe science reveals, vast, ancient, and naturally ordered, inspires deeper wonder than ancient myths. Outgrowing gods heightens our appreciation for a reality more magnificent than any human-created deity.